You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is the most dramatic podcast ever. An iHeartRadio podcast. Hello, friends, and welcome to the first major of the year. Just starting off today, LZ, with an homage to a friend of mine, Jim Nance, as he starts every Masters telecast with, hello, friends. It's Masters week. We won't be talking golf, but just know that...
You know what? Let's talk about it a little bit.
A little bit.
Because it's the reality of our lives, your life. You've been talking about it for a week ahead of it. And I have to be honest, I don't know how I missed this the first 5 years we've been together. I thought it was just the weekend. It's Masters week.
It's Masters week.
There's like events with the golfers' families and friends. And so you've been keeping your ear to the ground. Now, I got to, you know what though? I got to give you credit on something. You had an invitation to go to the Masters.
Right.
And you didn't.
Yeah.
Why is that, babe?
I have been blessed with the ability to have gone before. So I've been there. I've been to Augusta.
You know what? Let me give you a little credit for a second, though. When Chris says he's been blessed with the ability, he is a humble person and he is my husband and I know him, so I can tout him a little bit. Chris gets invited to things and goes to things because he shows up for other people. The reason you have an invite to the Masters is because you're a great friend who's been a great friend to people for years. And so they want you to be at things. They extend invites back to you because you bring them to cool things and you're just a good friend who everybody loves. So that's why you had an invite, babe. But why did you turn it down?
Let's start here. This is my Chris Harrison mansplain. This is the greatest week of the year. This is why your husbands are about to disappear.
He's wearing his Augusta National Golf Club t-shirt right now.
I have my t-shirt. I have my blanket out. You were sweet enough to put my blanket out that I got at Augusta, my Augusta National teacup. I'll be drinking tea out of it all week as I get up and watch. So it starts, obviously, really Tuesday. You have the champions dinner. All the champions get back together. So on social media now, it's funny, back in the day, you would never see anything. This is how much things have changed. And Augusta was such a private, exclusive place. The only thing you ever saw was, as they say, the second nine. They don't say the back nine, the second nine at Augusta. That's all you ever saw on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You would only see holes number 10 through 18.
So it did used to truly be a weekend in that people only saw the weekend.
And
okay.
So, but now we see, because ESPN and Golf Channel and ESPN Plus and all these things, you see practice rounds. They were live at the Masters. ESPN is their Golf Channel. So you are nonstop inundated with coverage from the Masters. We see them on the driving range. You're seeing parts of the course that you never see, including the first nine. We never saw guys tee off before. So I went and played Augusta. And that was the first time I saw the front nine, because my whole childhood, all you saw was for 3 or 4 hours of coverage. That's it. So it's amazing how much it's changed.
How much it's grown. Yeah. Now it's a week of coverage across channels.
There's a par three tournament. That was yesterday. It's kind of this traditional thing. They have a par three course.
It is one thing I love about it. Yeah, I love the tradition of it. Like our friend Sergio Garcia is there with his wonderful wife, Angela, and their kids. And like to see the kids and the wives and the families all support and play together. Our friend John is caddying for Sergio. Shout out to them. So it's just really fun to like see that part of it for sure. I like the emotional side of sports, shocker. But when you say it's the greatest week of the year.
Yeah.
And I know you're not the only one who says this. So I'm trying to help out everybody at home so that we can all understand each other better. Why is this one? Because there's four majors. Did I get that right?
Wow. Well done.
We are married now. There's four
majors. So, and when I say it's the greatest week, so what we have had, opening day of baseball, the end of March Madness, which, as you really astutely pointed out, it's April Madness. We don't really do much in March anymore, but we still call it March Madness because of the alliteration. So we had March Madness on Monday. You have leading into the week of the Masters. It's a great time in sport.
Oh, so it's more than golf. Yeah. It's baseball and basketball too. So that's why. Okay. So for me, this is like when my like three favorite Housewives franchises are all airing at once on Bravo.
And it kind of leads into Run for the Roses.
It's
the
like
first
award
Saturday
season.
In May.
Okay.
Yeah, we have big week. The Kentucky Derby coming up. It's just, it's an awesome time. But the Masters is really, spring has sprung. It's a great time that this kind of kicks off the year. And it's the most prestigious of all of the majors, for sure.
It's the biggest one, even of the major four.
The U.S. Open, it's more competitive. But to win the Masters and to win that green jacket, and this goes back to Eisenhower and Bobby Jones. And it's kind of just, as you said, the history, how exclusive it is.
And I also feel like you, I mean, I know, cause I see all of our friends like and neighbors, their husbands are getting into it. We have a watch party for the finale. What is it? What's the ending? It's not the finale.
The final round.
The final round.
It is the finale.
Okay.
It's the most dramatic golf round ever.
So we have a watch party we're going to on Sunday. Our friend William Beckman is performing. He performed at our wedding.
Django's going to be performing as well, I heard.
Django Walker. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Jerry Jeff Walker's son. So here's the thing. If you go into my phone right now, you could choose any of my group texts. I would say 180% of them are just Masters texts.
Well, the math on that ain't math. It's
gambling,
okay. 180%.
Just gambling with each other, picking over unders, who's going to
win.
What
are you gambling? What are you betting out there?
Our friend Jeff put out, we just throw out bets. So this morning Jeff goes, okay, I'm setting the over under on Tiger Woods' score today at 75.5 or over.
Oh no, I was wondering how much money are you betting on this?
Twenties of dollars.
That is one thing I love
tens
about
of
you.
Twenties.
Like you bet on golf, but you're like, we bet $20.
Oh yeah,
like,
nobody wants to hurt anybody in our group. We just want to be able to say, I got that Venmo from you.
So, oh wow, I didn't even think about that. Now you can gamble with your friends so easily from across the country.
You just have
Venmo
to.
Bets.
You just have to be very sly about what you're doing, because if they know you're gambling, they take a percentage.
Never mind. You're not doing that.
No,
you're
I don't
just,
do that. That's why I pay cash.
Owe them money.
Yeah,
okay.
They can kiss my, you know what. But
so give the people at home.
Yes.
A couple phrases maybe we can say, or things we can say, so that we can almost fool our partners if we're the non-sports person and make them turn and go, wait, what'd you say? How'd you know that?
I'm going to give you one sentence. You know, honey, I think it's great that the patrons can't have cell phones on the grounds and they just have to really experience it. No, you know, when you see Tiger Woods driving, no one's holding up cell phones behind him. Just and make sure you say patrons, not fans, not the crowd. We call them patrons at Augusta. So say, you know what's really cool, babe? I love that the patrons can't have cell phones, which is very, very strict policy. Number one,
at Augusta, where
number
the
one, you
is.
Cannot run. You have to walk everywhere.
Oh.
There's no running to a hole. There's no scurrying. It's
no scurrying.
No, you walk. And
what about a power walk?
You cannot. You can power walk. There's great video of people.
I'm a big power walker.
But you cannot have a phone. And so it actually is so wild that, and I, when I was there, you leave your phone in the car and everybody is just interacting and experiencing
I
this.
Love that.
It's really wild. It takes you back to the 90s. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than just a mom. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood. Mary Beth, she is a force to be reckoned with. Successful career, many talents, a great friend group. I could go on and on about my mom. I love her dearly. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending Farm Fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets. And I got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase, so you can send some too. Here's why I like Bouqs. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. Bouqs has also made it easy. I went online, picked the delivery date, and I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, right around the corner. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now. And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, the wife, aunt, hey, even your grandma. Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code Chris. Bouqs.com and use promo code Chris. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman. Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected anywhere and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Navigate easily by powering apps like real-time GPS and voice assistant. Keep everyone entertained with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity roadblock your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Can we share the funny story of me almost going to the Masters without you?
Yeah. So
let's just tell the story of
We'll give Hunter and Kelly a shout out.
Kelly Travis Ham, a former Bachelor contestant, yes, who you've stayed good friends with,
and her husband who's Hunter. A good friend, Hunter, yes.
They were at our wedding in Austin. Which season was Kelly on?
She was with Juan Pablo, Andy Dorfman, wow, and that whole crew.
Okay.
And so
you've stayed friends.
Yeah. So we've stayed friends, and Hunter invited us very kindly to the Masters. I said I couldn't go. And he said, well, if Lauren would still like to come, she can come hang out with Kelly.
So sweet, so kind.
So sweet. I said, wow.
By the way, I love Kelly.
Yes.
But for me to go to a golf tournament, and this is where I bring it up, because you then told me, babe, you know you wouldn't even be able to have your phone out there.
Yeah.
Like, Kelly, I love you, babe. I wouldn't. There's not a... The only redeemable thing about a golf tournament for me is that, right, I get to film it and like have fun with it on Instagram.
And when I
if
say,
I couldn't even do that, I'm just, right, watching it. Oh my God.
And when I say no phones, I don't mean it's discouraged or they'll tell you to put it away. If you have a phone, they will take your phone, they will take your ticket and escort you off the premises.
You're out.
And you will never go back.
Oh wow.
They do not F around.
Okay. Because you've played at Augusta several times, which I think is on a lot of people's bucket list.
It is a number one bucket list for any
golfer. Can you give people a little insight? What is it like to play at Augusta? Because the tradition, like the no cell phones thing, what are some of the other like traditions and rules that they have? And what are like the accommodations like at Augusta?
The accommodations are, we always say in golf, it's everything you need, nothing you don't. It's not overly fancy. It's not ostentatious.
Twin bed.
I was in a twin bed one time that, wow, I sent you a picture of.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Eisenhower's cabin, and you see, you know, Ronald Reagan was there, and you see a picture of Ronald Reagan sitting on the couch that you're sitting on. So the history of it all, and there's these, you know, there's a bird's nest where above the pro shop where President Eisenhower had his secretary and his office so he could play and do work there. And there is a letter from Eisenhower asking permission to set up an office there. So
wow. So this is checking all your boxes. Amazing. History.
Yeah. History
and golf. Okay.
And so it really is amazing. And the food is incredible. The wine, it has one of the best wine cellars in the world.
Oh my gosh. No wonder you love this place.
Which the sommelier will take you down and you can visit the wine cellar. And it's fun to kind of cruise around. As far as the golf goes, it's second to none. It's the most manicured, spectacular golf courses you'll ever see. As they say, it's one of the best pieces of grass. Because once you walk out the backside of the locker room, it just looks like one big piece of grass that is just pure.
Let me have a little fun right now.
Yeah.
And test your knowledge.
Go.
What kind of grass is it?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm shocked. I thought you would. All the different types of grass on golf courses.
I actually should know that. That's really a miss by me. But they are unbelievably kind. Because you have to be there with a member, and once you are welcomed by a member, you are essentially treated like a member to a certain degree. And they're very respectful. They know you're there at probably a once in a lifetime opportunity. And so it really is, they treat it as a very special thing. They don't treat you like you don't belong here. It's Southern hospitality.
It's not like, oh, are you a member or not? It's just when you're in there.
First of all, they know who the members are and they know who isn't. So you mind your P's and Q's. I mean, there's a suit and tie at dinner. You are very respectful of the rules. There are no phones. You cannot, even when you're playing there, you're not pulling your phone out.
Wow.
If I want to talk to you, which I have, you go back to the cabin.
So you're not allowed to like take a picture. I got a hole in one at Augusta.
They will allow you to bring a digital camera or an old school camera and
Oh, that kind of works. Cause by the way, those are back. I noticed that with the kids on spring break.
Yeah.
We're coming back around. Everybody's got a digital camera now.
Everybody is doing the cameras.
Again, people at home, you know how much I love. Here's what I'll do if Chris is playing in a golf tournament or something. I'll turn to one person and be like, hey, can you tell me something smart to say? And they'll give me like something, and I have no idea what it means. Like, oh, say the greens are really rolling fast right now. And then I turn to someone else and say that, and they think I know what I'm talking about. So I want a few more of those things. And maybe by bringing this up, it'll spur something that like people at home can say and sound informed. Your friend Jason Day is playing. We love Jason and Ellie. They're the kindest people.
Tiger. He's playing with Tiger Woods for the first two rounds, which is very cool.
Oh my gosh. Your two friends are out there playing together and competing with each other.
How fun is that?
And then also your pal Wyndham Clark.
Dubs in there. This is his first Masters.
That's very exciting.
So, and
wait, can we reveal a little something about what you tried to do with Wyndham Clark?
Yeah, because it didn't work. At Pebble Beach, at the AT&T, I would always play with Wyndham Clark, and he won the U.S. Open last year, major champion winner. Tayshia, our good friend.
Tayshia Adams, former bachelorette.
Yes, former bachelorette. I tried to hook her and Wyndham Clark up. And in fact, I did. I had a big table at dinner at Spanish at the inn, and I invited Tayshia and I invited Wyndham Clark.
In my mind, great couple.
And I sat them across from each other.
You took this as far as they had dinner together.
Oh, 100%. And I made sure there was like 12 of us at dinner, and I made sure that they were sitting across from each other.
Where was I? I can't believe I missed
this. No, you didn't. You weren't there that day. You came, I think that was one of those times you came the next day. And so I had Wyndham, and I let them both know that they were both single. And I think they went out on a date or two. They actually dated for a bit. And Wyndham was kind of in a different place and just didn't work out. They're still friendly, I believe. I don't know if they still talk, but they did date. They went on a couple of dates anyway.
All right.
But I told Tayshia, I said, hey, I got a guy for you. A professional golfer.
I mean,
good looking, young. He is on the verge of blowing up. And it's funny. So he won the U.S. Open, another one of the biggest tournaments in the world this last year. And I actually texted Tayshia and I go, you blew it.
What'd she say back?
She just laughed. She laughed.
Okay. So we got Jason, Tiger, Wyndham. As I was kind of setting up our living room for you, I saw Jack Nicklaus is there weighing in on everything. You have the legends. These are the moments I actually do love sports because it's sort of beautiful, like people coming together in, like, you know, we all crave community now, you know? And this is one of those moments. I saw somebody say the other day, why was Taylor Swift's Eras Tour so big? Like, yes, it's Taylor Swift. Yes, we love her. But it was like next level, the biggest tour in history.
Right.
And one person suggested, and I think there's some truth to it, because We're all living such isolated, lonely lives now. We crave communal, shared experiences. Yeah. So that's something beautiful this weekend. With that in mind, with the knowledge you have of golf, what are a few things people can say to sound like they know what's up with the Masters and be part of it?
Babe, you know what's cool about Augusta? Those sub-air units that they put under the greens and under the fairways, did you know that it can heat or cool the grass and suck water out?
Oh, wow.
So if it rains at Augusta, they have a very particular special thing that, and you can hear the fans as you're walking on the grounds because obviously the air has to go somewhere. They have these like units that blow the air out, but they can suck moisture out of the grass. So even if it's raining, it's playable.
Okay.
And so they can firm up the greens. They can, and if it freezes, they can heat them up and keep the
grass up. Wow. Insider knowledge. Okay. So, and what about like the odds? Like who's going to win this weekend? Is this a tough question?
Scottie Scheffler, University of Texas, Austin boy. He is the heavy, heavy favorite. If you want to go in and really blow your significant other way, say, you know what? I know Scottie Scheffler is the heavy favorite, but his putting has been suspect, and you got to be a good putter to win at Augusta.
Not the putting being sus. Okay. Yeah. I've heard you say that. Augusta is a lot about the putting.
If anything is going to expose you at Augusta, it's the greens. And they are lightning quick, and they are so subtle. It is so hard to putt
there.
Subtle
greens.
And if Scottie Scheffler has one hole in his game, it's putting. So that'll really, golf-wise, that'll really blow your person away.
One hole in his game. Am I right? Oh my God. All right. Well, I always love when we get to talk a little bit about something you love so much.
Thank you for giving me that.
You're so welcome. I know this is a big week for you.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at the most dramatic pod ever. And make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. I'll talk to you next time.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.